There are a lot of cameras along valley roadways looking for speeders and red light runners, but some are called ALPRs, or automated license plate readers. These cameras can scan the license plates on vehicles as they drive past and store that information for law enforcement agencies to use later. Phoenix-based independent journalist Yael Grauer has been looking into these ALPRs and wrote about what she found in the Arizona Mirror. I spoke with her and asked her to define a term used within some police departments, gridding.
Gridding is described as driving up and down every street in an area to capture every single license plate in the area, and that's done through automated license plate readers.
And what do the police departments do with this information?
So these are high-speed cameras, and sometimes they're not all gridded. They're not all used by driving down the street. Some of them are mounted on street poles or fake cactus. Some of them are attached to police cars. But basically, the information is collected and put in a database. It's often shared with thousands of other agencies. And police can use it. Well, they say that they use it to be able to find out where a plate has been in the past, to see if there was a vehicle at the scene of a crime, or to look at travel patterns or associations, or find lost vehicles and that kind of thing. But it can actually be used for other reasons. You can kind of paint a really intimate, detailed portrait of everybody's life, where they've been, you know, health centers, immigration clinics, that kind of thing, mosques.
Is there evidence that any Valley law enforcement agencies are using this information for reasons maybe they shouldn't be using it, or reasons other than what they're saying they're using it for?
I mean, I think the big issue is not, are you using a license plate nefariously on purpose? Because when you capture just large amounts of information on everybody over time, that can create disparate policing. So for example, if I am a police officer in a low-income community of color and I find a petty crime, then I might want to go back to that community over and over again. And there's definitely evidence that in other states that automated license plate readers have disproportionately targeted poor people and people of color, because it kind of creates this cycle where you find a petty crime and then you send more police there and find more petty crimes and just kind of disproportionately police specific areas.
What do privacy advocates say about all this? I would imagine they're not super thrilled with it.
Oh, yeah. No, privacy advocates are very much against this. If somebody was hanging out outside of your mosque or your synagogue or a gun shop or your doctor or union hall or a protest, just copying down every single license plate, then I think that would be a little bit creepy. And for it to be able to do thousands of plates a minute, normally policing would be limited by just the ability to surveil people based on time. And just the fact that you're using machines that can do this so quickly, it can create a chilling effect and maybe people might be less likely to go to the places where they want to go. It's also been shared, just the amount of sharing that's done, it's been shared with ICE and other places. The other issue for privacy is that everybody has to have a license plate on their car. So it's not like you can withhold this information. And it's legal to park near a crime or to live in a poor neighborhood where there might be crime. But it can make it look like you are associated with that crime if your car just happens to be near these crimes.
Is this technology vastly different than just like a surveillance camera that businesses and police agencies and individual homeowners have used for years and years?
Well, it is a camera. It's a high-speed camera. And I think the difference is that surveillance cameras are usually limited to location, like they're stationary. You know, ALPR, some of them are stationary and some of them are mobile. And then also just the databases. Normally when you have a surveillance camera, you're not sending all the data and sending it to hundreds of other agencies and having it stored in a database for extensive periods of time. Usually people will delete, I don't know if this is always the case, but just because of memory concerns, like usually it's deleted. And you don't kind of keep looking at the people after you've recorded them if they haven't done anything. So, you know, some people think that you should get a warrant to be able to look up license plate information and that it shouldn't be stored if it's not on a hot list, because you're basically tracking people's movement everywhere. But yeah, I guess it's true that surveillance cameras do sometimes target certain communities. So yeah, it's similar in some ways, but it's different in other ways.
All right. That's Yael Grauer, an independent journalist based here in Phoenix. Yael, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.